It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, just to be safe. And, we live in a trying time. I believe time's different than it was 10, 15 years ago, 5 years ago. Yeah. I've seen a drastic change in things. And in the church, I've seen a lot of things change. But there's one thing that's sure and steadfast, and that's God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't shake Him, you can't break Him. Amen. Amen. He's going to be the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. He ain't going to change. The Word of God's forever settled in heaven. It'll not change to suit me. It'll not change to suit somebody else. And I get so tickled about politics that I can't understand it. One time you talk to somebody and they're ready to do this or do that. Next time you talk to them, well, they've changed their mind. They're ready to do this or do that. It's kind of like church world.
Yeah.
Amen. People are so unsettled in their mind what they want to do. But one thing I got on my heart this morning, that is to make heaven my home.
Yeah.
I'm a failure. I'm a nobody. I have nothing. Don't need nothing. Don't matter what I win in this world will never amount to anything except what Jesus Christ has done for me on Calvary.
Amen.
And me accepting that. And that's the same for you and me. For anybody this morning, hear the Word of God. And when they said something about Sunday school, and Brother Gary said where he'd be reading from, and I heard Rita say something, and I thought, oh, Lord God, they're going to get on my message. But that all got detoured. So I believe the Lord had a plan on that. I really do.
Yeah.
So Romans chapter 4 this morning, I'm going to read just a little bit of Scripture, if you'll bear with me. And I thought the Lord woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning, put on my heart, And so I'm just going to share with you what He kind of laid on my heart. Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 18. Now I'm going to read verse 18 because I just feel like I need to. I really want to start 19, but I'm going to read 18 also. Let's talk about Abraham here, and you'll see as we get on into the Scripture. It said, "Who against hope believeth in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, and now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform, also to perform.
Amen.
And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. He said, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification.
Amen.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we, having peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice, hope of the glory of God. Father in heaven, Lord, this morning, God, if it's your will that we preach, Father, I pray that you anoint my mouth this morning. Lord, help me to speak nothing more, nothing less than that which you'd have. Lord, to glorify your precious name, lift you up before a lost and dying world. God, maybe be a help in that to the church. Father, we don't want to be a stumbling block. Lord, we want to be someone to be a help. Father, we pray this morning, God, just one more time, you'd use us for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, I woke up this morning, what was on my mind was how that Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God. Amen. And all the Scripture was written here for us, not just for him, but it was written for us. And have the understanding that what God promised Abraham, amen, he was able to presume it and to do it like he told him he would. And the same goes for you and I today. Hey, Jesus made us promises in the precious word that he would leave us or forsake us, but go with us always into the end. But that's not what I want to preach on this morning. Amen. It's what God is able to perform. Amen. Whenever you was lost and undone, you didn't. I couldn't save yourself. Amen. The Pope couldn't save you. This world thinks it ain't go down. Amen. And see him once a year. Amen. And him sprinkle them with holy water. Bless the nation. Bless the country. Amen. And everything will be all right. But I'm here to God.
Yeah,
amen. I was thinking about that this morning real early. And I thought, boy, Lord, just what would you have me to preach on? And I got to thinking about how that God tells us in the book of Isaiah. It said that His hand's not short that He cannot save. Amen. His ear's not dull that it cannot hear. I'm so glad this morning I serve a God. Hey, that's more than able. Amen. To do all things. Amen. But listen, I thought about back there whenever the boys went to the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they stood before the king, as the Brother Mike preached on the revival. Brother, it was a good story. It's a wonderful story. But let me tell you something they had. They had faith that was unmovable. Amen. Unshakable. We take, we fall in every little thing that comes along. But here they men were. Three are standing against the whole nation. It was falling down and bowing down before the king and worshiping his image. That sounds like in the end. Whenever the beast says, you'll fall down and worship me. I wonder how many people that are carrying the name of a Christian will yield to that. Amen. They're already coming up with all these gadgets. Amen. How they can put a chip in you. Amen. They can scan you. Amen. And know who you are. Amen. And do all these things. Folks, let me tell you something. The mark of the beast is not going to come in. Amen. Like a roaring lion. It's going to come in. The Bible says the devil's a liar, the father of it. He's a deceiver. He'll take and trick us into these things. And we'll fall for it. Hook, line, and sinker. I don't know why I got off on that. But it came and I just did it. Amen. So today we live in. People are falling because, amen, they don't believe what God's word says. And these boys standing here before a whole nation. Amen. They done been warned. They done been talked to about it. And yet they would not. And would not bow down to the king. And the king brought them up. And he began to question them about it. Amen. And they said, I love what the God told him back. Said, oh king, we're not fearful in answering you in this matter. Hey, the God that we serve is able. Amen. To deliver us from the fire and burning. And He's also able. Amen. To deliver us from your hands.
That's right, brother.
That tickled me dead, Jerry. When I think about that part, amen, it's more, to me that's more important, because let me tell you why it's important. If they had not called upon the name of the Lord and trusted in Him, amen, they'd have burnt that day in the furnace. Amen, they would have been burnt up. Just to have been a figment of our imagination. Amen, because without Him, you can do nothing. Folks, whenever they went into that fire furnace, the Bible said that when they came out, they would not even the smell of smoke upon them. Their entire wasn't scorched. Amen. How many's ever been burnt? Amen. I lit a grill one time. Somebody had left the gas on for a little while. And I lit that thing up with the lid and I cracked on it. Guess what? I didn't have no eyebrows, mustache. Amen. I didn't have much of nothing left. In a flash, it was gone. And them boys came out of a fire furnace that had been heated up seven times hotter than it had ever been burnt. That it consumed the men that went up the rhythm out of the door to God. When they looked in, they saw a fourth man in there with them. Amen. Up and dancing around. Folks, without the faith, he would not have been in the fire with them.
That's right.
Amen.
We don't have the faith. Amen. Abraham has said he staggered not at the faith. Amen. Didn't stagger at the promises that God had made to him. Amen. How that he took and promised him. Brother Ed, he said, you'll be the father of many nations. Amen. Promised him a son. Amen. Abraham took it into his own hands. Him and his wife. But guess what? God didn't bless that. He said, I promised you a son. Amen. At 100 years old. Amen. Abraham conceived a son. Amen. Had one. Born of his wife. And God blessed him. Amen. And made him the father of many nations. He done exactly what he promised him. He put his faith to the test. Told him to take him up on the mountain there and try to sacrifice him. Amen. And God trusted, or Abraham trusted in God. And when he took him up there, folks, he told Isaac, he said, God will perform. Amen. I have a sacrifice for himself. Amen. He will take and give us what we need when we need it.
Amen.
Gotta have the faith in that.
Amen.
Now, we have, I hear people say all things about faith. Amen. How they had faith they could do this. Boy, they have seen this. And a man went to a revival one time, and I don't know who believes in this, who don't, I don't care. I just tell you how I feel about it. I ain't too big on a female preacher. Amen. That's just my opinion. That's between them and God. That's their business.
This old boy had been through a revival. Hey, boy, he began to tell me about this woman. How she was laying it down, buddy. All people being saved left and right. That was back in 2010 when them floods came. Bloody Nashville. She lived on the other side of Nashville. And she was driving all the way up here on this mountain preaching. Amen. Praise God for it. I'm glad people go and do things. But this is what got me. He said that she said one night when she was going home, she got down there and the roads was flooded. And she just got out of her car, picked up a stick, and held it up and the water caught it, she drove on through. Boy, I'm telling you, he was filled up. He was so excited about that. I said, you see it? No. I said, do you believe it? Oh yeah, I believe it. Faith is something the same, hope for and evidence things not seen. But let me tell you something. I said, she got that much power, why ain't she in the children's hospital?
Yeah.
Hey man, why ain't she down here in the hospital walking the hallways? Hey man, laying hands on people and healing them. I said, I'm here to tell you, I can stand lying to you all day. It don't make me I'm Moses. Amen. Amen. It don't make me Abraham or Isaac or Jacob. Amen. Listen, at least me in here, they've done great miracles. Why did they do great miracles? Because they believed in God. Abraham believed God and what he would do. And he performed it exactly the way he told he would. Amen. He made him the father of many nations. Amen. And listen, I find on over in the New Testament, Father, you'll find men of God. Amen. Read the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, of the book of faith. Amen. How it tells us there, all these men did great things. But why did he do them? Because God was with them.
Amen.
The Lord was with them.
Amen.
They believed and they trusted in the Lord. Now listen, he said, he's able to deliver. Listen, he came to me, Brother Jerry got saved down here at the fairground, probably on the merry-go-round. Mary holding him on a pony. I'm just kidding. Hey, man, he got saved at a little tent revival. I got saved on the Plateau Road at Woody Free Will Baptist Church. And, hey, man, I know of other people being saved here and there and there and here. But here's the thing. Same God saved him, saved me.
Amen.
Amen. Same God said,
yeah,
that I believe in back then, still the same God today.
Amen.
Amen. He came, he was able to save me.
Yes.
Now, all these times, sister, we've had troubles. Well, we've had a lot of problems, ain't we?
Yes, sir.
In this whole life. Your problems are not my problems, my problems are not yours, but we've had problems. Amen. We've had troubles and trials, and you know what? Same God is always to live.
Amen. Yes. Yep.
Now, this is God that's talking about able to save us, able to take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him do so many things that I can't just say that. Boy, that's just a look.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. People say, boy, that's just look. Got asked a question this past week. Man came in talking to me and my boss. We was talking about people poking us and gouging us. And he looked at us. He looked at my boss. He said, do you believe you're a Christian? Boy, he looked at me like a dying cat in a hailstorm. And he said, yeah, I'm a Christian. He looked at me and said, you believe you're a Christian? I said, I try to be. I didn't tell him I was. I said, I try to be. I try to live the life that God wants me to live. Little did I know, the next day my whole world fall apart. Everybody writing out all my problems and all the things I do wrong and all the things that come upon me. You know what? I ain't too good a feather sometimes to some people. And sometimes I'm not a good feather to me. But you know what? I failed that, Brother Jerry. Thank God that I was just bragging on the day before. I let him down the next day. See, that's what I take. I take things that happens to me and try to use them, amen, for God's glory. Amen. We have to be taught some lessons. I remember pastoring a church, get up and preach to a church. Hey, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And boy, next thing you know, that's all around me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. And then I didn't know which way to turn. I think, boy, God had just preached about it Sunday, telling people what they ought to look for and what they ought to be doing and how they ought to be watching for the devil and how these things. And here he is slipped right up on me and just want me real good.
Yeah.
No faith. Amen. My faith gets weak. But here's the thing. Promises that he's made me.
He said, I'll not leave you.
That's right.
I'll not forsake you.
That's right.
He said, I'll go with you.
That's right.
He didn't tell me that I'd go with him. He said, I'll go with you. I love the part where people talk about training up a child. Oh, you train up a child, it'll never depart from it. That's not what it says.
No.
And I'm not saying this to be mean or mindful. It says, train up a child in the way it should go, and it shall not part from it. Now, if you'll read that and look at that, that lets me know that the Word of God will not depart from that child.
That's right.
And I learned this through a boy talking to me. His daddy was a preacher. He got out in the world, and boy, he said he'd be sitting on a bar stool. He said, I'd be drinking beer. And he said, the drunker I got, the louder my daddy be preaching.
Yeah.
He said, I could hear that daddy preaching. I mean, hammering the Word of God. He said, I'd hear the saints of God singing. He said, I couldn't get drunk enough to get away from it.
Yeah.
See, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Came back to the Lord and got saved, got things fixed up, became a preacher. Hey, man, that's what God does.
Yeah.
Hey, man, he'll not depart.
Yeah.
What we hear, what's settled in our heart, people can't steal that from us.
Amen.
Amen. No, we let the world tear us down. We let things around us tear us down. The devil still can't steal our salvation. We have to give it up.
Amen.
We have to give that up. Abraham wasn't willing. Three Hebrew boys wasn't willing. Daniel wasn't willing.
Bless the Lord.
Paul wasn't willing. Peter wasn't willing. All these brothers was not willing to give up what they had. They was willing to die for what they had. To give up for God, everything this world holds.
Yep.
Brother Jerry's talking about we're going to be preaching on something. Listen. The Bible says this, and I'll come to a close. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
Yeah.
Amen. Now, you'll find that in Hebrews chapter 3, I believe it is, or chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 3. Amen. And you take and read that, and you think about what this is saying. It says we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Well, I'll tell you what I think about that, all the things that I've seen. Amen. Seen people leave us, walk lives. And, you know, the Bible says it's appointed unto us to die and not to miss the judgment. And folks, if we neglect our salvation, guess what? We've neglected the greatest thing.
Yeah.
And here's one thing I'll say, and I'll come to a close. I promise. He says, judgment must first begin at the house of God.
Yeah.
First at the house of God. He said, and if it begins with us, he said, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear?
Yeah.
And those that obey not the gospel of God.
Right.
Amen. So this morning,
amen.
Keep the faith. Believe in Jesus. The world's going to fight you. I'm here to tell you, everything's going to fall down around your ears.
Yeah.
There's going to be times that you think that nobody else in this world has anything for you. Seem like I guess I go through that more than anybody. Family won't go to church with me anymore, nothing. A whole lot of things going on. But I'll tell you this, God's never been nothing but good to me.
Amen.
When He saved me, He gave me something wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. He gave me hope eternal. Amen. He gave me, Peter said, joy unspeakable and full of glory. So listen, we're going to have to hang on to God to make it out of this world.
Yeah. Amen.
Without Him, we cannot make it, folks.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We cannot make it without God.
Amen.
I know a lot of people trying to get there some other way. I know people believe this and believe that, but I'm telling you, if you don't believe in God and Jesus, Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to believe in both of them. Without the Father, you can't have the Son.
Yeah.
Without the Son, you can't have the Father.
Right.
And you ain't got either one of them, you sure ain't got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
So listen, we need everything we need to get there. We can't make it on a half a tank. Amen. A lot of people want to wait till the light kicks on before they do something about it. Can I share something with you on that part? When your light kicks on, you're doing more damage to you than you was before. I try to tell people that, you know, you don't need to let your gas run completely out because in the bottom of that tank is a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
Huh? When it gets very low, I thought it's got to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it does? It stops things up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The lower we get, the worse we are about
being
stopped up. Amen. We pick up too much garbage.
Yeah.
I love you this morning. Hope and pray it says something worth 2 cents to you. If it didn't, tell me and I'll give you a dollar. Amen. I'll ask Eliza if I can have it back. He took my last dollar and Kathy over here counting the $100 bills I got. Hey man, would you stay in this morning, sister? You want to play something on the piano?
I'll give you a
man.
Yeah.
Greatest treasure I ever had. Amen. Is when Jesus saved me.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have no $100 bills on me. Amen. All I got is just a few dollars. Don't have any cents. I put it all in the jar yesterday. I still have Jesus.
Amen.
Still have hope. Amen. You have that hope today. You still have the Lord in your heart. You know that you're doing what the Lord wants you to do. Your best of your ability. Listen. Everybody's ability is different.
Amen.
Little Jerry's a carpenter. He's by trade, he's a carpenter. You compare his trade with my trade, it was pretty ignorant. I make batons for a living. He'd tell me to cut a board, I'd help him work. And I'd say, huh? He tried to tell me how to do that. Frankly, he just have to come do it himself. But I guarantee he'd come on my job and I'd say, make me this and that. And he'd say, how? Because it's different.
Yeah.
But everybody's ability is different.
Amen.
Your ability's not mine, Brother Jerry's. All you can do is what God had you to do.
Yeah. Amen.
Whether it be faithful to the church, whether it be to lift up holy hands during a song, praising the Word of God when it's being preached, whatever it might be,
yeah.
Just do it. Just do what God has you to do.